A political controversy involving the issue of abortion has erupted this summer at the state's Ethics Commission. It stems from whether some not-for-profit groups should be granted exemptions from publicly disclosing their donors. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The Joint Commission on Public Ethics, known as JACOB, is charged with increasing financial transparency when it comes to politicians and the groups who lobby them. But they decided, after holding a series of public hearings and months of deliberation, that some not-for-profit groups should not have to disclose their donors if they can prove it's dangerous. The first group to ask for and receive an exemption is the New York chapter of NARAL Pro-Choice, the abortion rights lobby group. NARAL's Andrea Miller says making the names public could be potentially harmful and discourage contributions. She says there's a documented, deeply troubling history of violence against groups that defend a woman's right to choose abortion, including murders of abortion providers like Buffalo obstetrician Bernard Slepian, as well as clinic bombings and arsons and other threats.
Another example would be an incident of an individual who posted on our Facebook page a very graphic video that was essentially an homage to people who have shot and killed abortion providers. It was genuinely terrifying to staff. We reported it to the FBI, and a month later, this man was arrested for plotting to bomb an abortion provider in North Carolina.
But after the pro-choice group got permission from the Ethics Commission to keep its donor list private, the Republican leader of the state Senate objected. Senator Dean Skelos wrote a letter to JACOB asking that the exemption be rescinded because he said it could allow NARAL to become a conduit for anonymous political spending. Skelos and other Republican senators had been at odds with the group during the legislative session over a Women's Equality Act backed by Governor Cuomo. It would in part codify the abortion rights in the federal Roe v. Wade decision into New York law. NARAL has already promised to spend money to campaign against some GOP senators who were against that portion of the bill. As the issue became more politically polarized, some of the ethics commissioners themselves started having second thoughts. At their summer meeting, they voiced reservations about whether any exemption should have been granted. David Renzi was appointed by Republicans in the assembly.
We're talking about is potentially tens of millions of dollars to be exempted from review.
The commission ultimately put on hold any consideration of all new requests for exemptions. The Reverend Jason McGuire is with the conservative Christian group New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, which is against abortion. His group has also asked for an exemption.
Organizations that are involved in the types of causes we are find that their donors and the people that support them are then targeted by the opposition. And that makes it very difficult for organizations like ours to be able to get our message out there if donors feel threatened or intimidated.
McGuire says because of the new concerns expressed by the Ethics Commission, his group and others who have asked for exemptions are now on hold, and he says that's not fair.
That leaves organizations like ours in limbo, while it leaves organizations like NARAL out there touting the fact that they are raising funds for political purposes now, knowing that all of their donors are going to be shielded.
Miller, with NARAL, says she does not have any problem with anti-abortion groups also receiving an exemption from disclosing donors if their reasons make sense to the Ethics Commission. And she points out Senate Republicans originally approved the provision to allow the very same exemptions that the GOP is now objecting to. Miller says for now, NARAL is abiding by JACOB's decision to permit them to keep their donor lists private.
They understood the need to create a balance between accountability and safety. We appreciate that. And we are absolutely committed to complying with both the letter and the spirit of the laws.
The Ethics Board will reconvene in September, and it's expected to continue discussing the matter. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.